Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 3, 22 to 30. John chapter 3, verse 22 to 30. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were coming and being baptized. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less." My theme for reflection is, he must increase, the joy of humility in the kingdom. He must increase, the joy of humility in the kingdom. Have you ever felt the sting of comparison? Maybe someone hinted that a colleague or even a rival was garnering more recognition, more praise, or more success than you. The immediate reaction is often a mix of defensiveness and frustration. "But I have worked so hard, why not me?" It is a universal struggle, this human tendency to measure ourselves against others. Yet in today's passage, John the Baptist offers a response that defies the natural instincts of pride and competition. At the height of his ministry, John finds himself confronted with a challenge that could easily have unsettled him. His disciples, loyal yet troubled, point out that Jesus, the very man John baptized and introduced to the public, is now drawing larger crowds. The temptation for envy looms large. But John's reply is both profound and liberating. He must increase, but I must decrease. In those few words, John reveals a posture of humility that feels utterly foreign in our culture of self-promotion. He recognizes that the spotlight is not his to keep, and instead of clinging to influence, he joyfully steps aside so Christ can take center stage. John's humility is not a passive act of resignation, but an intentional, active acknowledgement of God's greater purpose. He understood his role in God's plan and embraced it fully. The friend of the bridegroom rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice, he explains, likening himself to the best man at a wedding. The best man doesn't envy the groom or attempt to overshadow the celebration. Instead, he finds joy in witnessing the love and happiness of the couple. Similarly, John's greatest fulfillment came from seeing Jesus, the true bridegroom, take his rightful place. Yet, how often do we attempt to play the lead role in a story that is not ours to tell? We insert ourselves at the center of God's narrative, seeking validation, influence, or recognition when our true calling is to point others to Christ. As Scott McKnight wisely observes in Kingdom Conspiracy, the kingdom is about the king, not about us. It is about God's glory, not ours. John's humility was not about self-deprecation or pretending he had no value. On the contrary, he knew that his gifts, his ministry, and even his very life were entrusted to him by God. A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven, he declares. This perspective freed John from the burden of competition and the trap of self-centered ambition. His purpose was clear: to glorify God and to prepare the way for Christ. And what did John gain from this humility? Joy. Not a fleeting or fragile happiness, but a deep and abiding joy rooted in fulfilling his God-given role. "This joy of mine is now complete," he exclaims. John was not diminished by stepping aside. He was fulfilled. His life reminds us that true satisfaction comes not from chasing personal glory, but from aligning our lives with God's purposes. To embrace humility is not to erase ourselves or suppress our gifts. It is to use those gifts in service to something greater. When we stop striving for our own acclaim and begin seeking God's glory, we discover a freedom and joy that the world cannot offer. This is the power of John's declaration: "He must increase, but I must decrease." It is an invitation to let Christ shine more brightly through us, making space for his kingdom to take root in our lives and communities. This mindset requires a significant shift in how we view success and purpose. John's example invites us to adopt what can be called a kingdom mindset. Such a mindset prioritizes God's work over our own recognition, trusting that every gift, every opportunity, and every accomplishment ultimately belongs to him. As McKnight reminds us, the church doesn't build the kingdom. The church witnesses to the kingdom. The kingdom is God's work, and we participate in it. My dear friends, imagine the freedom that comes with this perspective. No longer bound by the pressure to prove ourselves or measure up to others, we can focus on what truly matters: glorifying Christ. Whether we are leading a church, raising a family, mentoring a friend, or quietly serving in the background, our goal remains the same: to reflect God's glory and point others to him. John's humility challenges us to rethink how we define success. It is not about numbers, titles, or applause. It is about faithfulness to God's call and a willingness to decrease so that Christ may increase. This doesn't mean our contributions don't matter. It means they matter most when they align with God's purposes. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you find it difficult to step aside and let Christ take center stage? Number two, how might you use your unique gifts and opportunities to point others to Christ rather than seeking recognition for yourself? Gracious God, we thank you for the example of John the Baptist, who found joy in decreasing so that your son could increase. Teach us to embrace humility, not as a burden, but as a liberating act of worship. Help us to recognize that all we have is a gift from you, and to use our lives to point others to Christ. May we find our greatest satisfaction not in our own accomplishments, but in seeing your kingdom grow and your glory revealed. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.